Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, could you give us an update on our national security?
Well, the situation is deeply concerning, and we need to be vigilant. On Tuesday, the FBI arrested Sami Mohammed Hamza, age 23, who was allegedly planning to commit a terrorist act on a Freemason facility in Milwaukee. Hamza and an accomplice planned on shooting everyone at the facility with a machine gun and a silencer. Quote, he said, "We are Muslims defending the Muslim religion." Also saying that he hoped that the attack would trigger copycat attacks around the country. He's also quoted in the criminal complaint as saying, quote, "If I kill 30 people, I'll be happy 100% because it will terrify the world," end quote. The FBI had been tracking Hamza since September. It is chilling, but unfortunately it is true that there are individuals in our midst who desire to kill innocent people, people who live in this country but who hate this country. Our law enforcement officials deserve a lot of credit for preventing another deadly attack. We all ought to thank them for helping keep us safe every day. Threats to our security won't stop. Just this month, terrorists hit Paris again, only 2 months after the November attacks, this time on the anniversary of the Charlie Hebdo shootings. Fortunately, police were able to stop a man with a meat cleaver shouting Allahu Akbar and with wires protruding from his clothes from attempting to attack a police station. All of us must remain vigilant against these threats. And if you see something, please say something.
Congressman, were they associated with ISIS?
We don't have that information yet. However, ISIS has continued its campaign of rape and murder in the Middle East. They have now destroyed the oldest Christian monastery in Iraq for 1,400 years. St. Elijah's Monastery offered the Catholic Mass and daily prayers, morning, noon, and night, but no more. The monastery survived the invasions of the Abbasid Caliphate, the Mongols, the Tartars, the Ottoman Empire, the British Empire, and Saddam Hussein, but it did not survive ISIS. ISIS and its affiliated terrorist groups are attempting to commit genocide against Christians. ISIS even has been publishing videos on the internet of them beheading children and destroying hundreds of churches. ISIS is a direct threat to our country and to the peace of the world.
What are some of the other threats we face?
Well, as our technology gets better and better, cybersecurity is becoming more and more important. The director of the CIA, the director of National Intelligence, both have had their personal emails hacked by a teenager. The same FBI that arrested Hamza is investigating former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for possible felonious activity. While Secretary of State Mrs. Clinton set up a private email server on which she conducted both government activity and personal activity. After her resignation, she deleted all of her emails, thinking that this erased any records of them. In spite of this, the State Department has been able to recover thousands of them, and they're gradually making them public. The latest revelation, according to the Intelligence Community's Inspector General, is that Secretary Clinton kept, intentionally or unintentionally, top secret information on her private email server in New York. This server was unencrypted, used no virtual private network, basic security precautions that private sector companies regularly use. This reckless decision by Secretary Clinton made top secret information vulnerable to hackers for no good reason. Secretary Clinton just a few nights ago said that, quote, "I'm not willing to say that it was an error in judgment," end quote. It is appalling that Secretary Clinton would still defend this behavior.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I do. With this week being School Choice Week, I'd like to pay tribute to some of the outstanding schools that serve our local community. Pennsylvania's high school education rate is nearly 91%, far above the national graduation rate of 82%. All but two high schools in Lancaster County have higher graduation rates than the national average. Nearly 97% of Penn Manor and Lampeter Strasburg students graduate. Other outstanding schools include Cocalico, Conestoga Valley, and Warwick, all three of whom have been honored by the College Board for preparing students who are ready for college. And as a former public school teacher, I have seen firsthand that a good education can change a life. We owe our young people an education that prepares them for the future and enables them to contribute to our society in a meaningful way. Every child stuck in a failing school deserves a chance to attend one of these outstanding Lancaster County schools.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.